This is Fresh Air. Robbie Robertson has just recorded his first album since his group The Band broke up 10 years ago. It's called Robbie Robertson, and it features cameos by U2, Peter Gabriel, and former band members Rick Danko and Garth Hudson. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Distant red neon shivered in the heat. I was feeling like a stranger in a strange land. You know, where people play games with the night. God, it was too hot to sleep.
Yes, believe it or not, that's Robbie Robertson emitting somber foolishness that sounds like third-rate Tom Waits. When a record goes as wrong as Robbie Robertson's new one has, you know you're in the presence of something special. From the mid-60s to the mid-70s, as the leader of the band, Robertson was one of the most influential musicians in rock and roll. There are songs on band albums such as Music from Big Pink, The Band, Stage Fright, and Cahoots, as well as the group's extraordinary collaborations with Bob Dylan, that can stand as high points in popular music. What I'm trying to say is Robbie Robertson is a gifted, important musician. The music on his new album, however, is, for the most part, depressingly mediocre. It's Robertson's first full-length rock record in a decade. He's done little more than score a few movie soundtracks over the past few years. Perhaps as a consequence, the music on Robbie Robertson has a thick, constipated sound, as if Robertson had been holding it in too long. That was Showdown at Big Sky by Robbie Robertson. Much of the music Robertson used to make with the band was dense and urgent. It had a lot to say about American history and its popular myths. By contrast, Robertson has absolutely nothing to say on this new record. Instead, he seems to be doing little more than paying homage to writers he may have read over the past 10 years. There's the overheated emotionalism of Erskine Caldwell and Jim Thompson on Hell's Half Acre. There's the hard-boiled prose of Raymond Chandler and Ross McDonald in Somewhere Down the Crazy River. And American Roulette is full of the most fatuous sort of celebrity mongering. Robertson's thinly disguised portraits of James Dean and Marilyn Monroe sound like Norman Mailer on a bad day.
He was born in the belly of the country, over east of Eden, yeah. Confused by the big city blues, he didn't know whose life he's leading. Put yourself behind the wheel and see if you can get that feel. Oh, move faster by night and move faster by night. The windows were all shattered and the body was all battered. American roulette, stake your life upon it. American roulette, same eyes, American roulette.
There is some good music on Robbie Robertson. Broken Arrow is a pretty ballad, even if Robertson's singing is distracting because it sounds so much like Tom Petty. A song called Sonny Got Caught in the Moonlight is full of sharp, specific details, not overblown abstractions, and Robertson and Rick Danko create some nice alley cat yowling together. Robertson seems to bring out the best in U2, trading lines with Bono on Sweet Fire of Love that emphasize the solid rhythm rather than the vague portentousness of the lyrics.
Didn't we break the silence? islands, didn't we? Fear the storm, didn't we? Move the earth, didn't we? Shoot for the sky.
Robbie Robertson seems to have intended his album to be a big statement, but its ambitions are tangled in an off-putting self-importance. Veteran rock fans looking for more of the beauty and complexity of the music made by the band are bound to be disappointed. Younger fans are bound to wonder what this very sincere man is ranting about.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.